Good afternoon and welcome to Food for Thought on Siouxland Public Media. This is Adrian Colbo, and today I have the pleasure of sitting down with Sarah Gotch from Gnarly Pepper. Welcome, Sarah.
Yeah, thank you. This should be a gnarly time.
Should be, indeed. Okay, so Gnarly Pepper, you've been around for a while here in Siouxland, and tell our listening public what it is you do.
I create custom blends that pair with plain Greek yogurt for traditional dips and condiments.
Awesome. Okay, so I've loved your product for a long time. What you what's sitting here is a couple of different sizes. You've got a large pouch, and you would portion that out, throw it into some of your just plain Greek yogurt, right?
Mm-hmm.
Really healthy Greek yogurt, and then mix it up, and then dip whatever you like into it.
Correct. Yeah. So I have the large pouch. It gives you about 21 cup uses with that pouch. And then I also have the tear packet size, which is brand new.
And yeah, the brand new tear packet, which is really cool because then you can throw them in your purse or your pocket or just have it already pre-portioned out.
Correct. They're great for to-go snacking, easy lunches, trying to keep you healthy. It pairs perfectly with the individual cups of yogurt that are already on the shelf at most grocery stores. So you just tear and mix and enjoy.
Really cool. And so now that we kind of know what it is you provide and what you do, it's really cool that you're doing this here in Siouxland.
Yeah, this is my home base here with the company. A lot of great community support. I'm in quite a few stores locally, and it's been a great base for everything.
Cool. But you get out a little bit, you get to travel a little bit and kind of spread the Gnarly Pepper gospel a little bit, right?
Yes. Yeah. So it's been a very fortunate ride for me in this last year. My fiance and I have been traveling across the U.S. So we did make it to the East Coast this fall, and I'm in a few stores out there, and now I'm heading to the West Coast.
So you headed out East and just walked into some shops and just introduced yourself and said, "Hey, here's my product." And,
yes,
you've got maybe how many stores out there?
I'm in about 5 stores out there.
That's really cool.
Hopefully some more. I have some leads with others, but it's always a process as being a salesperson plus manager plus bookkeeper. It's the entrepreneur way of getting your start. You just gotta really put yourself out there and provide samples. Of course, people love a product that tastes good.
Yeah.
So yeah, just pumping.
just pumping it. Well, I really appreciate the hard work that you're doing, you know, to grow your brand and you know, you were a part of Innovation Market a year ago. I'm not sure if you were a part of it before that. But last year you won Innovation Market, which is Sioux City Growth Organization's idea competition. But then also, once you win the idea portion, you have to prove it and compete against other businesses with a business plan and everything, and you won that.
Yeah, the Innovation Market is one of the Sioux City Growth Organization's wonderful events that they put on year after year, and I've been a part of Sioux City Go for probably 9 or 10 years now.
Wow.
So to be kind of involved with that and see the growth of that and actually be involved in it on like the community-based person coming in, not knowing what to expect. I got a great read from the public and the response of the group. And when I won, it wasn't pressures on, but you certainly don't want to let people down. And I definitely took my strides where I needed to be. I got involved in some other things in the community with Gnarly Pepper, and it was a great push for me to get where I needed to go.
That's awesome. Well, that's really what it's supposed to be, is a little bit of recognition, a little bit of money, and ultimately that little like kind of it's a tailwind of sorts, right, to push kind of behind you and make things easier starting out.
Absolutely. There's a lot of things that going in, you don't realize that you put a lot of money towards, not only time, but there are costs that go into a lot of this, of course. So it was a great start for me to get off my feet.
Cool. So, Sarah, I invited you on the program today because you are you're our first interview for 2018.
Yay!
And it's a healthy product, and I think that people are trying to kick off their year with some New Year's resolutions and things like that. And one way to do that is to kind of cut just a few calories out. Normal calories that you'd have day to day, or just incentivize you to eat healthier foods. So your dips you can use with vegetables, and good way to get bring some fiber into your diet and some good veggies into your diet. Talk to me about that a little bit.
Yeah, so the three blends that we currently have are the Like Mayo, the Onion Dip, and Veggie Dip.
Okay.
So they're already great flavors that you may already be used to in a sour cream-based formula, but using it with the plain Greek yogurt, you're cutting about 340 to 600 calories per cup.
Wow.
So same great taste, just a way healthier option.
Right.
So with those New Year's resolutions and everything, you don't necessarily have to cut out flavors that you love and defeat the whole purpose of enjoying food. You should enjoy food in moderation, but in this regard, you can actually still kind of indulge and not feel so guilty because it's the healthier option.
Well, isn't it always the small things that, you know, we think that staying healthy and eating right is all about the big things, but it's the little calories, the lattes, mm-hmm. you know, the things that you're not really thinking about that's adding a ton of calories to your diet and probably inches to the waistline and things like that. So, okay. So, and you had recently had a kind of a happy accident happen with your like blends, and what happened with that?
Yeah. So, while I was trying to clean up the refrigerator and put some Tupperwares away, I wanted to mix all three blends together just to clean up some space. And I dipped it and it tasted like ranch.
Ranch, which is a Midwest must, right?
Yes, absolutely.
To have a ranch dip.
Yeah, so the three flavors together definitely mimic a ranch flavor. So if you do a lot of even introducing it to your kids and getting them off to the right track with a healthier option, switch it out. They may not even know the difference.
Right. Well, what am I eating here? This is the buffalo ranch, right?
Yep. I did add a buffalo flavoring to that with just the chicken, but it's the three flavors combined, the veggie, onion, and mayo.
Yeah. And it really is a buffalo ranch. I mean, it tastes so good. What a cool, happy little accident. I guess you could have had, things could have gone much worse.
Well, people are wanting a ranch flavor and I'm like, well, funds aren't that up to speed right now. So let's, and then accidentally, I'm like, well, if you mix the three together, here we go.
Well, ranch is, I feel like ranch is something that's hard to just get right. I don't know. It's like hard to nail right on the head, like exactly what ranch is and what that flavor is. Mm-hmm. So I think it makes sense to me that it's kind of an accident and all of a sudden, you know, it just hits you the right way and you go, all right, we're going to stick with this. All right. So, like what else is new with your brand besides the packets? What's in store for you coming up here?
Well, kind of getting into some of the other stores, I'm kind of noticing a base of difference of between nutrition stores and traditional grocery stores and specialty shops. There's not a hurdle there, but if you confuse the customer a little too much on trying to be too healthy, I'm not pushing the healthy portion of my product. It's just the healthier option. So if you do like the flavors, you're already getting something that tastes great and like eat the calories that you don't know. Just for instance, with the Like Mayo, you save about 1,200 calories per cup and it does taste a lot like mayonnaise.
Wow.
So if you aren't a mayonnaise fan, I would say it tastes better than mayonnaise.
Right.
So a lot of people don't necessarily like that, but when people say chicken salad, tuna salad, they think maybe they're eating a healthy lunch option.
Right.
Well, no, that's a mayonnaise-based salad. So switching that out, adding your onions and your dried cranberries and what have you to mix your salads up, you're saving about 1,200 calories per cup.
Mm. Just saying cranberries, adding that to your tuna salad or chicken salad, that sounds really good. Okay, so you're heading west.
I am.
Coming up.
San Francisco area.
San Francisco. And you're taking Gnarly Pepper with you for a little while, and you're going to try to go coast to coast on us here.
Yes, I'm definitely pushing it wherever I am able to. Like I said, I have the opportunity to go and push the product within these stores. Like I said, whether it be grocery-based or whatnot, I'm trying to do farmers markets, get into some magazines, promotional things, talk to the Chamber of Commerce, see if they have ideas of where I need to be.
Sure.
Everyone's super friendly, and like I said, not to boast the product, but it does taste good. So it's sometimes an easy sell, but it's always a difficult process.
What have you found the most challenging about creating a brand and just kind of, you know, we already talked about innovation market as kind of being the initial little push for you, and you know, maybe you received some benefits from that, you know, both monetary as well as maybe some legal counsel, accounting help, or things like that. I know that those are things that are provided, but what have you found it to be the most challenging? Is it just getting in front of people?
It's mainly doing that, but within my product, I'm kind of teaching an educated way of how you mix the product. Because I think a lot of people look at party dips and things that are already out there that you do pair with cream cheese or sour cream as a party go-to. Well, I kind of want to tap into the everyday life and the lunch mm-hmm. person and the people that want to not have to guilt themselves every day by wanting something tasty and subtracting that from their diet.
Okay.
So I'm kind of educating, and that's, I think, the tough part with my brand mm-hmm. Versus what just actually is on the packet. It's an onion dip.
You know, the one thing that I'm thinking about as we're talking, I did with Sioux City Foodie, I did a an episode at Shahi Palace. Mm-hmm. And they do a lot with yogurt in the Indian, in Indian cuisine. They marinate a lot of their meats with yogurt and lemon and kind of this yogurt lemon concoction. So could you technically use yogurt with your packets as a marinade for meat?
Absolutely. There's all different kinds of ways with the Greek yogurt or without. The veggie and onion are very versatile. You can mix it with hummus, the olive oils for bread dipping, the marinating, canning, jarring, all kinds of stuff.
So it's not just something that you can, I mean, maybe one of the challenges is to educate people that when they're opening up an individual can of Greek yogurt, or a cup, I should say, of mm-hmm. Greek yogurt, dumping your vegetables into that versus having more of a fruit flavored yogurt, right? Would you say our culture is more, you know, I want a blueberry or a peach flavored yogurt versus, you know, more of the savory?
Definitely. Okay. So that's the educational part too of Greek yogurt can be your salty, savory base mm-hmm. snack. Way over the other, because people think of it as a breakfast item. And sometimes, I don't know if there's a big gap between things, but you say Greek yogurt and a lot of people go, ew.
Right.
Well, when you mix it with something, you can't taste that ew, whatever they assume that ew is, because I love Greek yogurt. But there again, I'm trying to educate and let people know. And it's hard to get samples out in front of everybody all the time. But these tear packets now will hopefully let it be a better option for people to at least try it and then buy the large pouch if they prefer.
Gnarly pepper, less of the ew.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, again, you know, we talked about Innovation Market and what that is as far as an idea competition. You're going to be speaking at Innovation Market this year as our winner from last year. Full disclosure on Innovation Market, I'm the board chair for, or the board advisor, I should say, for that event. That's going to be February 15th at the Sioux City Public Museum. And you're going to be speaking. So kind of relating to that group of aspiring entrepreneurs and maybe some high school kids will be there as well, taking part in some activities that day. So that'll be really interesting. We're excited about that.
Yeah, I'm very excited too. And as you said, the entrepreneurial part of that, my baby is Gnarly Pepper, but the lifestyle of being an entrepreneur is what I'm very passionate about.
Right.
So I'm excited to share my process through this adventure.
Well, entrepreneurship is what keeps our economy going. These ideas and collaborations and, you know, going to work for someone is great, and we also need people creating those jobs. And I hope that Gnarly Pepper is this brand that just keeps growing and growing, and you're able to employ a bunch of people here in Sioux City. And
that's the goal.
Yeah, that's really cool. Well, Sarah, thank you so much for sitting down with us today, and we hope great things for Gnarly Pepper and your brand.
Well, thank you.
Once again, this has been Food for Thought on Siouxland Public Media. I'm Adrian Colbo. Be sure to check out previous episodes on kwit.org, and we will catch you next time.